setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. We're talking about your purpose, which is to make your unique contribution to the world. You were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. We're going to talk about the role and contribution you are supposed to fill and make in your work. All of us long to make a difference, and there's a reason why people are so disengaged at work. At some point, you miss the meaning. You know there's more. I'm telling you, when I say you were created to fill a unique role, I'm telling you that you were made to matter. Somebody needs you to be the best version of you. We want to help you figure that out and get there, no matter where you are on the journey. If you're just trying to figure out what it is, or you're trying to figure out how to get there, or you're figuring out how to climb the ladder, we can help you out. Coming up a little bit later in the program, call it about 15, 20 minutes from now or so, I'm going to teach on the connection between your passion, work you love, the heart being so full for what you do, how that's not enough. You better take care of yourself physically. Three specific areas I'm going to address, because I'm seeing more and more people feeling like they are burned out and lost the juice for the job that they loved previously. And a lot of times it's physical issues. And so I'm going to address this head on. And it's coming from my own life. Not a crisis situation. But listen, you got to take care of yourself. So we're going to talk about that. Specifically a few areas. So that's coming up. But first to the phones we go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Morgan is up in Mankato, Minnesota. Morgan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How you doing?
I'm living the dream, sir. How can I help?
So I'm kind of at a crossroads, I suppose, in my life. I'm 29 years old. I currently am working a full-time position. That's a temporary position that ends at the end of July. I am also going to school about half-time at college, but I've changed my major like five times now. I'm not sure this is the right one. I just know at the end of the degree, it will increase my pay by quite a bit. I think I know what I want to do, but I'm getting burnt out. I'm working a lot of hours. I have no spare time. I have two kids and, mm-hmm. Something's got to go.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do.
Okay, what do you want to do? You said you think you know what you want to do, but, and then you started telling me all the reasons why you're feeling flamed out here. So what is it that you want to do?
So it's why I actually want to start a YouTube channel, which is something that I don't have much experience with.
What do you want to do on the YouTube channel?
I want to create a fishing show and have it be something where it's less focused on the fishing, more focused on getting to know strangers and basically inviting people to come fishing and getting to talk to them, getting to know them, and basically have a good conversation while out fishing and while out doing the other adventurous side of things.
Okay. So how many hours a week would you need to fish to be able to pull off that YouTube channel?
I mean, most of it would be in the video editing, I think would be the bigger portion of that. But
I know, but you didn't answer my question. I mean, how many times a week, based on this vision you have for this YouTube channel, would you need to fish to be able to capture the footage? I know the editing is beyond that, but I'm going somewhere. Follow me. How many times would you need to fish?
To start, probably one day a week.
Okay, and how many hours in that day?
I'm guessing probably at least a 6-hour day.
Okay, great. You know you need to walk through this, so I'm actually doing a lot of work for you. Okay, so let's say it's 6 hours. Is that a Saturday or a Sunday in your mind?
Saturday.
Okay. Are you working on Saturdays right now?
I'm not.
What are you doing with your Saturdays? An average Saturday for you is what? Honey-dos, daddy-dos, what? What else?
Pretty much my weekends have just been being a dad again.
Okay. So I'm just trying to help you understand that this YouTube channel, like something's got to go. I don't think something's got to go is the solution. I think you got to figure out what the timeline looks like. And instead of trying to do it all at once, we're going to do it in order. That's what my mind is thinking right now. So you're in school part-time. And you're saying that once you finish that, that's going to allow you to make significantly more money. So I want to know, when would you finish the schooling that would then set you up to make more money? When is that day?
That would be about 3 years from now.
Okay. And so you've got to work a full-time job, obviously, to take care of the bills and the family. So that's why you're doing part-time work. And so that's 3 years from now. And you're in a contract job right now that's ending in July. So we've got to replace that. So the replacing the current full-time job is priority number one. How many hours a week are you spending on studying and doing the schooling?
Probably 8 to 10.
Okay. And so what are you trying to get qualified to do? What would this job, what's this schooling? What program is this for?
It's a degree in chemistry.
Okay. What would you do with that?
I'm basically going off of the national average at like 80,000 a year.
Yeah,
I don't have a specific job lined up.
Okay. So to me, I feel like we could make some adjustments there, but you're just overwhelmed right now. That's the sense I get from you. The emotion is there. Something's got to go, but you're really not. What's the something that would have to go? The schooling? Because I'm fine with that. I think you can make $80,000 doing lots of different things. I don't hear any passion in chemistry. I don't hear anything coming out of you that says that's the direction. And it's 3 years. So if we're looking for a day job that pays you $80,000, okay, and allows you the life freedom and financial freedom to pursue this fishing channel on YouTube, then I'm asking myself, what are all the talents I have? Let's just go talent only. The way Ken Coleman looks at it, it's talent, passion, mission for the sweet spot. But talent only will get me a day job. And what's the cheapest, most effective, time effective, meaning less amount of time I can get qualified? What's cheap and less time to get qualified that allow me to make 75 to 80? That's what I'm thinking if I'm you. Because I'm hearing no purposeful, meaningful work connection to chemistry at all. So then I go, well, then that's, to me, that's what we fix. So priority one is you get yourself a day job to give you some stability when July rolls around and you need a new job. Number two is, what's the right path, the better path for just a day job that takes care of the bills, makes me more money than I'm making now, but allows me to pursue the fishing? I've got more time. I'm not studying. Because if you're being a dad 8 to 10 hours a week, you don't feel bad about going fishing on Saturday. Am I right?
Exactly.
All right. That's what you need to do. You need to rework your priorities, and then that will change your schedule. You got this. Don't move. More of your calls coming up next. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I talk a lot about discovering your talent and passion to find your dream job. And that's exactly what my friends at Burst have done. Hamish was passionate about toothbrushes, and Brittany was a successful entrepreneur. Together, they built a business that has revolutionized oral care. The Burst Sonic Electric Toothbrush is clinically proven to remove up to 10 times more plaque than a manual toothbrush. See what a simple dream can become. Try a Burst brush today for as little as $49.99. Go to burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to get special prices. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what meaningful work looks like for you, or we help you come up with a plan to get there, whether that's getting clear or getting promoted. That's what we do. We help you on the journey to do work that you love and create results that matter deeply to you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 is the number. Coming up in just a few minutes, I'm going to really challenge you. I want to encourage you on how to make sure that your physical health doesn't sideline the deep, abiding enthusiasm and passion for the work that you love. How do you take care of yourself? Because I'm telling you, passion isn't enough. You need to have the physical component to this. We'll talk about it. But first, Samantha joins us in New York City, New York. Samantha, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
So I need some assistance with picking out my long-term day job.
Okay.
So the dream is to own my own business. And the things that I'm passionate about are makers. I love people who make things. I think that they're really cool, and I'm just fired up about them.
Okay.
So I've been working in the nonprofit sector, and I think that I've lost my fire in that field. And then when I first started out, my first job out of college was I was working with an e-commerce company in their buying department. And so my day job is looking like creating a business that supports maker businesses.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm having a little bit of difficulty now because I know that I need to be working in a long-term day job. So my question is, you know, what is a stable day job? I've been thinking about switching over from nonprofit into becoming a paralegal because I've had some interest in law.
Love that.
So
I think that you answered your own question. I think that's just one possible answer. You know, because here's how I qualify day jobs differently than the dream job. The dream job is when you're in your sweet spot using your talent to perform your passion to accomplish your mission, right? Use what you do best to do work you love to accomplish results that matter deeply to you. That company that supports makers is absolutely a dream job for you. It's absolutely in your sweet spot for all of those three elements: talent, passion, mission. But when we talk day job, that to me, all you need is talent for that, because we have a mindset that's temporary. We don't want to be in a toxic culture if we can keep from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it doesn't have to be work that we love. It doesn't even have to be creating results that matter deeply to us, because we've got our vision for that. We've got the mountaintop we're climbing, and the day job is a part of the climb. So all that said, paralegal is a great idea because you've been interested in that. So it might be something that actually qualifies as work you love, but it doesn't have to be. And so when you say, Ken, what's a day job option? Just something you can do with your talent. It's something you just know. You got the talent and experience, or if you don't need experience, just talent. You can do it. So paralegal is a great option. I'd find three or four more options like that where you go, somewhat interesting to me, not interesting, but I can do it and I can make good money. And that allows me to have time to think and to test this idea of this company I have. Because you got to answer the question, how do I want to help makers? Well, I want to put more attention on their products, or I want to help them actually sell their products. There's lots of different ways you could go with that. And I think you've probably got some good ideas. So having the day job, takes the pressure off. And that's exactly what I did to get into radio. I mean, I ran a company, a small business, my wife and I together, selling sponsorships to live events, and that kept us afloat, kept us stable, and allowed me the time I needed to develop. So I think yours is a very similar path. Does that answer your question?
Okay. Yeah, it does. A couple other things that I was thinking about, instead of maybe switching over to paralegal, I'm actually, if I did that, I would prefer to be in like the intellectual property or trademarks, because my pastime and one of the things that I'm able to do for hours is to come up with logos, brand names, and you know, the mission and vision. So I have sketchbooks with like fictitious brands.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty much doing branding work.
I like that too, because again, that's going to make you sharper for the actual business you want to run. To help makers.
Right.
All that's going to be very relevant and transferable.
Yeah. And then the third option is, because I also have a background working with e-commerce and independent designers, it's probably just to take another day job working with a for-profit company that has physical products.
Yeah. I like both of those options. I don't think any one of those can be wrong options. I just think you take the best one, the best company, the best job. Both of those are relevant, give you really good experience. Someone else is paying you to actually get better at doing this for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on it. Samantha, you got a great plan.
Thank you.
Yeah, proud of you. Thanks for calling. And I love your spirit, your passion to help other people who make things. That, to me, is so great. I really love that. Because, you know, I talk about work that matters. That's a great example. So in this case, she loves the things that people make. But what she loves more than what they make is she loves the fact that they're making it. There is a connection from her to them. And she loves the artistic, I can just tell you. So what does she do? She goes, you know what I want to do? Maybe she's not much of a maker. It doesn't matter if she is or not. She wants to help makers get their stuff out. Another great example of work that matters deeply to her. And there's others of you that are like that. You want to facilitate and promote things that you like and love. Don't discount that. That's such a vital role because the maker doesn't know how to promote their stuff many times. Some do. It's such a beautiful thing. This is how work is, all work, all people threaded together to make good things. Let me just break this down for a second. When I talk about use what you do best, talent, you use your talent, whether it be hard skills or soft skills, you use those as tools. Tools. To make something. So use those tools. So the work itself, use the tools to do the work. Passion. Use talent to perform passion. Use what you do best to do work you love. And this is the last piece that's so important. Mission. That is to accomplish things that matter to you, to produce results that matter deeply to you. That's how this all comes together. That's the sweet spot where people look at you and they say, you were born for this. You're really good at it because you're using your top talents. You love the work deeply. So we see the enthusiasm, the passion, you light up. The enjoyment is there. But more importantly, you are accomplishing results that matter deeply to you. That's missional. Missional work. It's so important to get that piece. And so here's a lady that wants to help other people who make things themselves. Not big corporations that put out products. Individuals that are making something. It could be soap. It could be woodwork. It could be painting, sculpting. It could be music. I mean, look, a maker is a maker. We're all makers, right? But in this situation, she's got a heart for those entrepreneurial individual makers. She loves their craft. She loves what they're creating, and she wants to help them. And therein lies her mission. She gets great joy in helping makers get their stuff to people who will enjoy it. Now, that's how it all comes together, and I want you to see that. There's tremendous purpose there. She gets as much joy as the maker does. One person made it. The other person promoted it or introduced it. I want you to get that. Oh, that's fun. That's exciting. Hey, don't move. Coming up next, passion, although it's important, it isn't enough. What's the physical piece to peak performance? This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us as we help you make the progress that you long for professionally. So whether that's switching careers, figuring out what you want to do, moving up the ladder, making more money, We're talking to you about it, how to get there. And it matters. It matters deeply. Every one of us longs to make a difference, to see our work matter in the lives of others. Let's help you figure out how to do that. 844-747-2577. Glenn joins us in Abilene, Texas. Glenn, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Well, thank you, sir, and good to talk with you.
You bet. How can I help?
Well, so I'm retired military, 52 years old. My wife's retired military. She's 42 years old. Went through Dave Ramsey. We've paid off everything, including the house. I paid off the house last year.
Wow. Way to go.
And then leading my first FPU next month.
Thank you.
We currently make about $200,000 a year in retirement and other things. I'm working part-time for a state senator, which is only $1,000 a month, but I have a couple contract jobs, which come up to about another $8,000 a year, that are just teaching and things like that. Our net worth is about $1.1
million. Fantastic.
My question is, I was offered a position back on the military base as a GS-11. It starts out at $65,000 a year. And I'm just really struggling with the decision of whether or not to accept the job, mainly because I don't know that I want to get back into the full-time grind. Right now, I'm on board of directors for a local crisis center or a domestic violence shelter, you know, and I'm doing things in the community. But yeah, it is good money. I hate to squander an opportunity.
That's what this is about. This is your head and your heart in a wrestling match. Your heart is fully alive in retirement. You guys are financially set. You're bringing in good income, even in retirement. And you're serving in all these different ways, doing stuff you love. And all of a sudden, you get an opportunity to go back in the military where you know it's going to be easy. It's like taking candy from a toddler, and you're going to make $65,000, and your brain's going, you're an idiot if you turn that down. That's just easy money. But your heart's going, I don't want to do that. We're done with that. I'm doing what I love. Have I figured this one out? Is that pretty much what's happening?
Pretty much it. And just a little bit more. I met with a Smart Investor Pro for my retirement account, and they offered me a position working on my schedule as an investment professional, and I'm studying for my securities industry essentials exam now,
yeah,
which would also open up to me just working when I want and making as much money as I want or don't want. And
good grief, Glenn. Why are we talking right now? No more talking. This is ridiculous, and I'm saying that in a fun way. This is a no-brainer decision, and I could tell you what I think. I've already led you to it, but I don't need to tell you. What is your heart? You admitted that it's your head and heart wrestling. I knew that was the case. What's your heart telling you?
My heart's telling me I like what I do, and you know, I did the same thing for over 30 years in the military,
yeah,
and I loved it. I miss it.
Yep.
But at the same time, the longer I'm away from yep, it, the less I miss that grind.
That was a really long answer for your heart is telling you to say no to going back into the military. This ELP option.
Well, it's a civilian job. It's not actually in the military,
okay,
but it's on the military.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You're killing me, Glenn. That's a detail. Your heart is telling you to say no. Am I right?
You're right.
Then say no. You're in great shape financially. This Smart Investor Pro opportunity, that sounds like that might be fun too. Kick that around. But no to the civilian job. Do what your heart's telling you to do, Glenn. Period. End of sentence. You got it?
Yes, sir.
You're a great American. Thank you for serving our country. I'm having fun with you because you're such a smart guy. And you're in your head, and you tell your head to shut up because your head's going, well, that's $65,000, man. It's easy money. And your heart's going, shut up. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, hey, man, you're in such great financial shape. You have tons of options. You're bringing in nice income in retirement. You don't need that job that you don't want to do. You'll regret that if you take that. And I'm telling you, don't you dare consider it. Tell them no today.
I don't want to chase a dollar, and that was the thing.
And that's it. And you're not.
I've done that before.
And you're not. That's right. You've done it before. I'm glad you called me. That's why I'm here. I'm happy to be your conscience. Okay? But you already answered the question. I didn't tell you what to do. You knew what to do. You just wanted me to tell you. And I'm telling you.
I put you in my life because I'm have to make the decision today. So I have till the end of the day today to make it. So thank you so much.
No, don't wait till the end of the day. I'm afraid you're going to get off this phone call and you're going to talk to somebody who goes, why in the world would you pass up $65,000, Glenn?
And I've been hearing that already.
I know. So hang up the phone now, call them and say, I'm out. I knew it, didn't I? I absolutely knew it. That's the problem. That's the problem. Folks, when our heart reveals the answer, you better act on it, because we got good, meaning folks in our life who have no heart in it. And they're telling Glenn, you're a bonehead if you don't take that $65,000 job in retirement. He's going, oh, maybe you're right. No, follow your heart. And follow your heart means act on it now. If you want to know why your heart is telling you something different than what all your friends and family are telling you, it's because it doesn't have their heart involved. Their head's only involved. All right, switching gears. I've been teasing this. Here's something I learned from my own life, and I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to you. Listen to me, folks. Is every day I talk to you about doing what you were created to do, using your talent to perform work that you love, to accomplish results that matter deeply to you. Talent, passion, mission. But listen to me. People that are on purpose have tremendous passion for their work, obviously, and the results. And as a result, we love the work so much and we care so deeply about the results that sometimes we'll work really, 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 really hard, take on more than we should take on, be reluctant to take care of ourselves. And what happens is the mental and emotional and physical toll can sideline us, sometimes for good. And if what you are supposed to do with your life matters as much as I believe it does, and it does, you better watch out, because passion is not enough to keep you performing at a high level. You must have physical health. I want to focus on three areas. These are not new to you, but I want you to do a checkup, and I want you to come up with a plan, because this is what will keep you at peak performance. Yes, passion, it matters, but the physical health matters. Let's talk about it briefly. Number one, your nutrition. Our bodies are machines. What you put in it matters as it relates to energy, the ability to sleep, staving off other health issues. Number two, exercise. Exercise. We know from studies that if you just walk for 20 minutes a day, that some of your best thoughts will happen. Your brain, from a cognitive level, will perform better when you walk. Not to mention the relief of stress, the building of muscle, all of it makes your physical and emotional and mental health better, the exercise. Then the third piece is sleep. Well, we're learning more and more and more about sleep. Tons of sleep studies. You want to really change your life, spend about 30 minutes looking at some reputable sources online or reading books about sleep. Sleep is where our minds and our bodies recover. Joe, I read something recently that if you have as little as 4 or 5 hours of sleep, it's the equivalent of drinking like 10 beers. It's literally like walking around. I guess it depends on who the beer drinker is. If I had 10 beers, I'd be unconscious. Right? So I guess they study some people that have high alcohol tolerance. Here's my point. It's like walking around inebriated, drunk. That's what your brain is feeling like. Now you're pulling it together. You're holding it together. But sleeping gives you the chance to recover. So your nutrition, your exercise, and your sleep. If you are not doing well in all three of those areas, and I don't mean rock star performance, I just mean healthy. In those three areas, you better get healthy, because you will get sidelined. It'll knock you out. You'll be able to stay longer, perform better, if your physical health is in order. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you accomplish what you know you were born to do. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Different kind of talk radio. We're bringing hope and purpose to talk radio. No politics. So what do you dream about? What do you long to do? Feel like you can't get there. Financially, I can't get there, Ken. Or I don't know what the education plan looks like. I've got a choice here. I've got a fork in the road, Ken. What do I do? Let's talk. 844-747-2577. Reno, Nevada is where we go next. Jane is waiting for us there. Jane, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Jane. What's up?
So recently, a company I work with has gone through a merger. And, of course, with that means some positions were cut, and one of those was mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I do have an end date, but I'm just wondering, I've already started reaching out to people I know to kind of figure out what the next move would be, but would you suggest just looking for your next job right away?
Yes.
Kind of stick around to the end date to see if they end up keeping us on, or would that just be too toxic of a, you know, of an environment if they've already told you once that, you know, that you're going to be gone?
Well, I think that depends on the person. That last half of the question. I mean, if you feel like you can get over it, if that's even an option, is that an option? Are they saying, well, we're laying you off, but if you stay here until the laid off date, it's possible that we change your mind and pull some of you back?
They haven't said that.
But so why is that even an option in your head?
Maybe just hoping.
Yeah, okay. Well, then no, I don't. Well, I mean, Jane, I'm on your team. Okay. So you're asking me if you should stay around with the hope of something that doesn't even seem possible. So back to my initial answer, I interrupted you and immediately said, yes, start looking today. which you have. Good for you.
Right. Right.
Look, here's the deal. Let's just say that you find something, and the way that the calendar works out, which I didn't ask you, when is your end date? What's the last day?
A couple months out.
Yeah, it's possible, you know, that you could ride this thing beautifully where you finish up with them and then start a new job. Mm-hmm. So you get, you know, but go for it now, because if you find something now, then you're out of there. If you find something in the next 6 weeks, a start date in the next 6 weeks, for example, then you're telling them, hey, you're out. I'm gone. I'm not staying till the end. You don't owe them that. They laid you off.
Right.
You don't have to be bitter about it. You're not going to be a jerk about it. That's not who you are. But go. But if it works out, it might work out to where you get that paycheck all the way up until the end date, and then 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, you start the new job. So, yeah, don't wait. Don't hope. Get active. This is going to end up being, Jane, hear me, this is going to end up being the nudge that you needed. I just got a sense of that. It sucks. Let's just be honest. It's never fun to be laid off, okay? but this is important here, because I got another question. I answered your question, correct, that you called for?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now I'm going to ask you some stuff. But before I ask you a question, I want you to hear me, Jane. There's no human being on the planet that doesn't take being laid off personally, even though it wasn't personal. Okay? This happens all the time with mergers and acquisitions. Okay? All the time.
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with you. Do you hear me, Jane?
Yes.
All right. But I need you to believe that, because I know it doesn't feel that way. Okay? I've been laid off. I was a victim early on in my business career of a merger and acquisition. And I was told the nicest way, I mean, they couldn't have been any nicer. We don't need you, Ken.
Right.
It hurts, doesn't it, Jane?
A little bit.
So here's the deal. That's okay. That's normal. It's okay to hurt. But I'm telling you, today is the day you start looking. You already have, but you really get serious about it. And you've got to realize that this is not personal. This is not a stain on you. There's no shame in your game, Jane. Because you can tell people, yeah, it was a merger and acquisition, but I'm really looking forward to it. And that's how you own this deal. You feel me?
I do.
There we go. I can hear your smile, Jane. Everybody else can too. There we go. All right, now, Jane, where do you want to go? Let's dream for a minute. Jane, where would you go tomorrow if I could just call anybody up and go, let me tell you about my friend Jane. She's awesome. You need to hire Jane. What would you do tomorrow? If you didn't have to commit the rest of your professional life to it, but you wanted to try it, what would you do?
Just working to make the foster care system better.
That's awesome. good for you. My wife and I have adopted, and we have a great heart for foster care and adoption. And so I knew I liked you. I knew that you were pretty awesome. So the question becomes, what are all the opportunities that are available in state, government, private sector, nonprofit, faith-based organizations that all are somewhere surrounding the parents and or the kids in the foster care system? That's what you're looking mm-hmm. at. And you're going after it. You're finding everything that you possibly can, and you're saying, am I qualified to do that work? And if I'm not qualified to do that work, what does it take for me to get qualified? What do I need to learn?
Right.
Okay. Yep. Doesn't always have to be a 4-year degree. Could be some certifications. You may not need anything. May just need some great connections. And you know what I'm going to give you, Jane, mm-hmm. because I like you so much? I'm going to give you a copy of my number one best-selling book called The Proximity Principle. It was written for people who know what they want to do, but they're not quite sure how to get there. And the proximity principle says this, Jane, in order to do what Jane wants to do, she's got to be around people that are doing it in places where it is happening. So while you're looking, you need to be volunteering in foster care environments. You need to be trying to do coffee or lunch or Zoom calls, whatever's appropriate in Nevada, who knows. In Tennessee, we're actually sitting down in front of people. But whatever works in your state, Jane, you need to be connected mm-hmm. with people that work in that industry. And that's the proximity principle, because when I'm around the right people and I'm in the right places, watch what happens. Opportunities come knocking on my door. Because when I'm around the right people, they introduce me to more of the right people. When I'm around the right people, they tell me the places I need to be in. So then when I go get around those more right people, they introduce me to more right people, and they steer me to other right places. And then when I'm in those right places, I find out about more right places. I'm talking about jobs. So Jane, you can do this. Hang on the line. And Madison, let's get her whatever format she wants. We've got the hard copy format. We've got the audio book. And the ebook. By the way, all three of those formats you can get for one price. Three books for one price, $25 at kencoleman.com. So go get that. You can't get that anywhere else. But that's what this is about, folks. Listen, here's a young lady who's just been laid off. Okay, let's just talk about this. Let's talk about the reality, because there's a lot of people listening right now that you've gone through something like this, or you know somebody who's gone through this. So let's watch what happens. So we're going along, we're doing our job. I don't know if Jane had been wondering about this foster care work for a long time or not, but she's been thinking about it. And her company gets sold. And as a result, she gets laid off. Folks, listen, that's a disruption. It's like, bam, right in the head. Whoa, I've been laid off. That's a traumatic event. So number one, we've got to heal from that. We've got to go, okay, you know, in this situation, it had nothing to do with her. But if you did do something wrong, figure out what you did wrong, learn from it, and forget about it. Don't let failure define you. Let it refine you. But here's the deal. We get healthy. Then we say, okay, this is my opportunity. I have been forced out of the nest. Somebody or something, hello, coronavirus, has pushed me out of the nest. I didn't think I was ready. I'm not ready, but I'm out. So what do? I look to the future. It's forced me to look at my future. It's made me confront the future that I desire. So I look to that future and then I say, okay, this is what I think I want to do. And I use the proximity principle even early on. Get around people that are doing what you think you might want to do, and get in places where that work is happening. Shadow, learn. Here's what happens. Proximity allows me to clarify and verify. Clarify what's involved, what it takes to get there. And in learning that, I verify whether I want to do it or not. Your heart will go ding, 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 or it'll go eh. And that's how you get clarity. All right. Unfortunately, my time is almost up. But before I let you go, remember that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as the Entree Leadership Podcast with Daniel Tardy.
Hey, this is Daniel Tardy, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast. We believe that small business is the backbone of the American economy. And we also know it can be really hard to win in business. So we're here to help. On the Entree Leadership Podcast, we talk about the practical ways that you can grow yourself, your team, and your profits. Join us every week as we talk to entrepreneurs, CEOs, thought leaders, best-selling authors, and more to help you on the journey of winning at business.
You can start your journey at entreeleadership.com/podcast, or you can search Entree Leadership wherever you listen to podcasts.